This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, April 22, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Aclarion announces $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. Aclarion Inc., a commercial-stage healthcare technology company, announced a $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. The board of directors authorized the program to support continued NOSISKYN adoption and disciplined capital allocation. The repurchase program will be executed over the next 12 months using existing cash and cash equivalents. Aclarion believes this program will enhance shareholder value while investing in the expansion of NOSISKYN.
Digirati Technologies reports $605,000 in revenue for Q2 FY2602. Digirati Technologies reported $605,000 in revenue for Q2 FY2026, surpassing $200,000 in monthly revenue. Following the Richey acquisition, the company accelerated to an annualized run rate of $2.40 million. Digirati aims to expand its commercial reach, engaging legacy partners and new relationships. The company's focus remains on organic growth, while evaluating potential acquisition candidates to enhance capabilities and market presence.
Mitch Gold shares his journey with Amazon's Nutrition Rise. Mitch Gold, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, shared insights on his journey with Amazon's Nutrition Rise. Gold highlighted the challenges and opportunities brands faced in the early days of the platform, emphasizing the importance of visibility, reviews, trust, and strategic execution. With his evolution of distribution model, Gold aims to simplify market entry for global brands seeking success in the U.S. market.
A new system to track material design processes. Engineers at NIMS have developed a new system called PINAX to track material design processes, capturing trial and error elements. This system, featured in the journal Science and Technology of Advanced Materials Methods, aims to enhance reproducibility and accountability in materials discovery. Lead author Satoshi Minamoto highlights how PINAX visualizes reasoning processes, making AI systems more transparent and reliable for scientific endeavors.
Demolink unveils Sarawak's first telecommunications smart pole in Siboran and debuts its first built-to-suit tower in Bintulu. Demolink unveiled Sarawak's first telecommunications smart pole in Siboran and debuted its first built-to-suit tower in Bintulu, enhancing 5G connectivity and digital access. The smart pole in Tamanampiana, Siboran, offers seamless 5G connectivity and functions as a multifunctional street infrastructure. The B2S site in Kampung Japok, Bintulu, strategically located near schools and TVET centers, aims to provide high-speed connectivity for digital learning platforms and strengthen mobile coverage along the Pan-Borneo Highway.
From quantum cryptography to AI data centers, public companies present at April 23rd Virtual Investor Conference. Public companies spanning quantum cryptography, agentic AI, ad tech, and more will present at the AI and Technology Virtual Investor Conference on April 23rd. Each company has 30 minutes for live presentations and Q&A sessions. Investors can engage with management in real time and request 1x1 meetings. B2i Digital partners with virtual investor conferences to provide a platform for investors to connect with a variety of companies in a single day.
That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.